الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى اپنی اولیاء صدیقین بنانے کے لیے اس آیت کریمہ میں حکم فرمایا جتنے لوگ اللہ والے ہیں جتنے لوگ ایمان لائے ہیں سب اللہ کے اولی ہیں لیکن میرے پیر و مرشد بتلاتے ہیں وہ جنرل اولی ہے ہاں وی آئی پی اولی نہیں ہے وی آئی پی اولی بنانے کے لیے اللہ میں فرماتے ہیں کونوا مع الصادقین کونوا مع الصادقین اتقوا اللہ اللہ کے نافرمانی چھوڑو اللہ کے نافرمانی چھوڑنے کے لیے آسان طریقہ یہ ہے کونوا مع الصادقین اللہ والوں کے ساتھ رہا کرو علامہ آروسی سید محمود بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تفسیر روح المعانی میں بتلاتے ہیں کونوا مع الصادقین کے تفسیر میں خالطوہم لتکونوا مثلہم خالطوہم لتکونوا مثلہم ہاں ان کے ساتھ اتنے دن رہ کرو جب تک تم ان کی طرح نہ ہو جاؤ ان کے طرح جب تک نہ ہو جاؤ اتنے دن تم ان کے ساتھ رہ کرو اصل میں ان سے ملنے کی یہی ایک راہ کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کر میرے پھر مرشد بتلاتے ہیں اللہ میں سے ملنے کی ہی ایک راہ ہے کہ ملنے والوں سے راہ پیدا کرو بس بالکل آسانی سے اللہ میں تک پہنچ جاؤ گے. دیکھیے ہمارے پیر و مرشد اس مسجد کا نام روحانی بیوٹی پارلر رکھا ہے روحانی بیوٹی پارلر. دنیا میں بیوٹی پارلر کے اندر عورتوں کو سزا کے اس کے شہر کے لائق بنا دیتے ہیں اور یہاں اس روحانی بیوٹی پارلر میں بندوں کو اللہ کے مرضی کے مطابق چلنے کے لائق بنا دیتے ہیں. یہ روحانی بیوٹی پارلر ہے ہمارے پیر مرشد نے بتلا یہ روحانی بیوٹی پارلر. تو بیوٹی پارلر کا ممبر اسی کو اللہ بناتے ہیں جس کو اللہ میاں قبول کرنے والے ہیں. ہاں جس کو اللہ میاں قبول کریں گے اسی کو اس روحانی بیوٹی پارلر کا ممبر بناتے ہیں. اللہ محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکار آئی محبت دونوں عالم میں جا کر یہی پکار آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی جس کو یار نے چاہا اسی کو یاد یار آئی. اللہ نے ہم سب کو چاہا اس لیے یہاں آنے کی توفیق عطا ہوئی توفیق ہوئی الحمدللہ الحمدللہ. ہاں بس اس روحانی بیوٹی پارلر میں جو بیان ہوگا اس پر ہم عمل کرتے رہیں گے عمل کرتے رہیں گے آہستہ آہستہ سارے گناہ چھوڑ جائے گا انشاءاللہ ہم اللہ کے ولی بن جائیں گے. بلایت نام ہے ترک معصیت کا. میرے پیر مرشد نے بتلایا بلایت نام ہے ترک معصیت کا. دیکھیے اللہ میں نے فرمایا ان اولیاء الا المتقون. اللہ میں یہ نہیں فرمایا جو اللہ کے اولی جو زیادہ تہجد پڑھنے والے ہیں. اللہ میں یہ بھی نہیں فرمایا اللہ کے اولی جو زیادہ نفل پڑھنے والا ہے. ان اولیاء الا المتحجدون ان اولیاء الا المتنفلون. اللہ میں یہ فرمایا یہ نہیں فرمایا. اللہ میاں کا فرمان ہے ان اولیاء الا المتقون. اللہ کے اولی سے وہی ہے جو گناہ چھوڑتے ہیں. گناہ چھوڑنے والا اللہ کے اولی ہوتے ہیں. تو یہاں اس روحانی بیوٹی پارلر میں آ کر ہم گناہ کیا چیز ہے اس کو جانے اور اس پر بس اس کو چھوڑنے کی کوشش کریں. تو ہمارے پیر مرشد ان کے بارے میں حضرت اللہ کتنی گناہ کو چھوڑتے ہیں حضرت اللہ کتنی گناہ کو چھوڑتے ہیں حضرت اللہ نے بتایا دیکھو اللہ میاں مجھے جو قرب عطا کیا ہے آنکھ کی حفاظت کی وجہ سے کیا ہے. اللہ میاں مجھے جو قرب عطا کیا ہے آنکھ کی حفاظت کی وجہ سے کیا ہے. اللہ اللہ اللہ. تو ان کے بارے میں ان کے ایک خلیفہ طائب صاحب وہ حضرت اللہ کے شان میں ایک کچھ اشعار بتلایا تھا بہت جاندار اور شاندار اور مزیدار. غور سے سنے سمجھ میں آئے نہ آئے آپ لوگ انگلش میں نہ انگلش سمجھتے ہیں لیکن میرے اردو بھی سمجھنا چاہیے. اور یہ ہے مرشد کی نظر غز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے مرشد کی نظر غز بسر سے نہ ہوتی ہے کیا خوش نظری خوش نظری خوش نظری ہے کیا خوش نظری خوش نظری خوش نظری ہے دل تور کے دل جور دیا سب کا خدا سے دل تور کے دل جور دیا سب کا خدا سے کیا دل شکانی دل شکانی دل شکانی ہے کیا دل شکانی دل شکانی دل شکانی ہے फुसा को शाख से अलकाब दिलाए, फुसा को शाख से अलकाब दिलाए, क्या खुशल कभी आए, क्या खुशल कभी है। थे तो फुसाक, रास्ते में चलते इधर उधर देखते थे, हसीन हसीन को देखते थे, लेकिन अल्लाह वालों के सोहबत में आने की बरकत से उसको ये हसीन हसीना की तरफ देखना बस उसके उससे बंद हो गया, देखना छोड़ दिया तो हो गया आशिक, था तो फासिक हो गया आशिक। फुसा को शाख से अलकाब दिलाए, क्या खुशल कभी है, क्या खुशल कभी है। सौजाम माए हाको अपी करके कहे और, सौजाम माए हाको अपी करके कहे और, क्या कृष्णा लबी है, क्या कृष्णा लबी है। अल्लाह ताला की नाफरमानी छोड़ना ये मोहब्बत के प्याला को पीना है, मोहब्बत के प्याले को पीना है। तो सौ दामी माए हक हक के सौ प्याला को पीने के बाद फिर कहा कि और है इन, और अगर कोई गुनाह बाकी है उसको भी छोड़ के अल्लाह मियां के मोहब्बत के प्याला पी लेंगे। सौ जामी माए हाकु अपी करके कहे और, सौ जामी माए हाकु अपी करके कहे और, क्या तृष्णा लबी है, क्या तृष्णा लबी है। कहते भी है कम और कहे देते हैं सब कुछ, कहते भी है कम और कहे देते हैं सब कुछ, क्या कम सुखनी है, क्या कम सुखनी है। सौ जान दिलाते हैं वो आधी के आवाज में, सौ जान दिलाते हैं वो आधी के आवाज में, क्या जा तलबी है, क्या जा तलबी है। मुर्शिद की नजर गजे बसर से न होती है, मुर्शिद की नजर गजे बसर से न होती है, क्या खुश नजरी है, क्या खुश नजरी है। हर आन वतन याद दिलाते हैं वो तायब, हर आन वतन याद दिलाते हैं वो तायब, क्या बेवतनी है, क्या बेवतनी है। मुर्शिद की नजर गजे बसर से न होती है, क्या खुश नजरी है। मेरे पूर्व मुर्शिद बताते थे, देखो लोग समझते थे अल्लाह के काम दिन के काम ये सब इसका अजर इसका छुआ बाकी है, हमारे हजरत ने बताया नहीं बाकी नहीं है, बिल्कुल नगद है। बाकी कहाँ, बाकी बिल्कुल नगद है। देखो जो अल्लाह वाला हो जाते हैं उनके दुनिया भी मजेदार हो जाते हैं, आखिरत भी मजेदार हो जाते हैं। दोनों जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं, दो जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं, आह जो दिल तेरे गम का हामिल नहीं, दो जहां का मजा उसको हासिल नहीं, आह जो दिल तेरे गम का हामिल नहीं। आबू चाहते हमी ये करम आपका, آپ چاہتے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کہ تو قابل نہیں اللہ میں ہم چاہتے ہیں ان کا کرم ہے اور ورنہ ہم چاہنے کا قابل نہیں ہے لائق نہیں ہے اللہ میں ہم سب کو بس اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جوڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی الحمدللہ اللہ میں ہم سب قبول کریں گے انشاءاللہ اللہ ہم سب کو قبول فرمائے آمین وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین
جزاكم الله خير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا توالى رحمة الله هذا شيخ حكيم والاختصار رحمة الله تعالى عليه كلام he was listening حضرت مولانا حضرت کلام از یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے اسے مناجات تو اللہ جل شان یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو ایسی حیران دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو کوئی ہمارے کان میں ایسی فغان دے جس سے ہمارا ہر بنے مو بس تجھ پہ جان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اور اپنی معرفت کی بھی مجھے ایسی شان دے ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے بس تجھ پہ جان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو آہوں کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمان دے آہوں کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمان دے تیرا بیان ہر زمان جس سے زبان دے تیرا بیان ہر زمان جس سے زبان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو ہمت کی میری خاک کو وہ آن بان دے ہمت کی میری خاک کو وہ آن بان دے دل کو جو میرے شوکتے دل کو جو میرے شوکتے ہفتہ آسمان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو توفیق کا کرم سے وہ تیروں کمان دے توفیق کا کرم سے وہ تیروں کمان دے جو ہر عدو سے ہر زمان مجھ کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو مالک میری زبان کو وہ سحر بیان دے مالک میری زبان کو وہ سحر بیان دے جو میری بات سن لے جو میری بات سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو اختر کو اپنے غم کی وہ مخمور جان دے اختر کو اپنے غم کی وہ مخمور جان دے جو تیرے درد و غم کا جو تیرے درد و غم کا ہم سو بیان دے جو تیرے درد و غم کا ہم سو بیان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى صدق الله مولانا العظيم Our honorable guest from Bangladesh, Maulana, who is our Sheikh Damat Rahmatullah Ali's Khalifa, he has rendered this beautiful ash'ar of Taib Sahib, and he has explained from Hazrat's teachings that every Muslim is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever has got Iman, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And then from the Maktab, Darul Ulooms, everyone learns that the Khanqah effort is then to make a person a VIP by Allah, a close friend of Allah. And for that is to acquire taqwa. What Iman, half of our work is done already. Now we just have to acquire taqwa and we become the close and dear friends of Allah. And a person who gets Allah's that friendship, then la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. In this world also a wonderful life, akhirat also. And what is that close friendship which we call wilayat? A technical term, friend of Allah. There is now not ordinary friendship. Like every person knows, your mother knows your head is sore, take a panado. That doesn't make her a doctor. To become a doctor, you'll have to go and study so much. So just the basic level is one level. But the higher level, to become a wali, that is now called a wali of Allah Ta'ala. That is one thing, tarke ma'asi. It isn't to read lot of tahajjud, to make lot of nafil namaz. To become a friend of Allah is tarke ma'asi. In fact, in one beautiful poem of Hazrat says, whenever taqaza ma'asiyat comes, and that comes to everyone, the desire to, many people feel, I'm going back. You're not going back. There is an opportunity to take you by leaps and bounds front. When taqaza of ma'asi, desire of guna comes, and it comes to every person, then you are not going back. Ramzan, I was very nice. Now again, I've got this. No. Now that taqaza ma'asi, don't commit that guna. And you don't commit it. And you go by leaps and bounds closer to Allah. How much your whole life's tahajjud will take you closer to Allah. Your whole life's nafil roza. One roza a person keeps for Allah, Allah distance him from him and Jahannam 70 years distance. For every roza. Allah says, I myself am the reward for roza. So how lot you get? But by giving up guna, this is just like small marbles in front of how much you come closer to Allah. So whenever the taqaza of guna comes, you are not going backwards, you are not stagnating. No, this is the opportunity Allah gives you. Don't act on that guna. And you'll go by leaps and bounds closer to Allah. Allah pours not the glasses of the wine of Allah's love in your heart. Allah pours buckets and buckets of wine of Allah's love into your heart when you don't commit that guna. So this is how a person becomes a wali of Allah. Then he explained those poems, so he rendered those poems of types up that a person who was a gunegar, sinner, but just by coming in the friends of the true friends of Allah Ta'ala, the same sinner's title changed now. No more sinner, now he's a wali. Now he's a saint, from sinner to saint. So easy, just going to the company of the righteous. And Hazrat's, what a nazar Hazrat had. Whenever Hazrat's nazar fell on somebody, like this, it falls on all. But that particular nazar, it changes that person. What is? It's nazar a kimya, that alchemy, that a person who was a in the gutters, he becomes the top of the awliya. And this is from the affairs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which a poet says, kya nazar thi? What was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nazar? Jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. That those who were dead, the sahaba before accepting Islam, the vast majority, what gunas they were involved in. But when they accepted Islam, they became the guides of the people of the world. Such a standard Allah said that if you want hidayat, qalu amanna, that bring iman, kama amanna nas, how the people, the sahaba brought him. Allah made it a standard, a criteria. If you want to pass the test, you have to come onto the sahaba, how they brought iman. So Allah made them like this. So this is what you get from the khanka, from buzurgan-e-deen, that you get that wilayat, which you become a special friend of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. By Ajaz rendered this beautiful poem, which is a dua of Hazrat. Ya Rab, karam se apne dono jahan de. Oh Allah, by your kindness, give us the goodness of both the worlds. Ya Rab, karam se apne dono jahan de. Jo mustahik hai ghadab ka hai usko aman de. Those people who are worthy of punishment, oh Allah, you give them also peace. This is what is called satuwat. Satuwat, one buzurg was asked, what is satuwat? So he told that person that on the day of Qiyam, he was a great buzurg and he was put in jail by the enemies. That on Qiyamah's day, if Allah Ta'ala will announce, whoever loved this buzurg, all of you go to Jannat. And whoever had enmity and hated this buzurg, go to Jahannam. He says, then I will stand up and will say, Ya Allah, send them also to Jannat. This is that position. That a person, a true wali of Allah, doesn't bear ill feelings for anyone. There are those that have harmed him, and they are out to destroy him. Their duas for them. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people, jisne galiyan kha kar duayin di. How they treated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in return, dua for those. So that is that position. So Hazrat say, those who are worthy of your punishment, oh Allah, you give them also peace, amnesty. Let them also have everything of the best. This doesn't absolve a person from amar bil ma'aruf, nahi, make effort, bring them on the right path, not just in your heart, or let them do all their gunas, but my children are doing all wrong things, the family, what weddings they're keeping, so just let them carry on, and we'll just make dua they go. No, you have to make your effort also. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's effort, we can't imagine, fastening two stones on his stomach, for the hidayat of mankind. So that effort must be done. Mustn't bluff ourselves that now we, whatever wrong people are doing, let them carry on. No, I'll just make dua and I'll be a big buzurg by that. No, we have to make our effort, and after all said and done, still we don't have enmity, ill feelings for anyone. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de. There is a very great thing which Hadrat has asked, which in the Quran Sharif comes, the dua of the Anbiya. That lisanan waj'alli lisanan sidq, that our Allah, a true tongue, a true tongue. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if you, somebody is talking, somebody told you this happened, and you without verifying it, and you went and tell somebody else this happened, that is enough to write you as a liar by Allah. You get written down as a liar because you did not verify, even if it is right. In so much so, with regard to the Quran Sharif, if a person gives a proper tafsir, but it was from his own opinion, that is also you making your place in Jahannam. So lisan is sidq is a very, very great thing, and dua also. But all our efforts we can't reach there, where with dua we will reach. When Allah puts you there, He will put you and He'll protect you from all ring. So a truthful tongue is a very great thing. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. And give me a special position with regard to your love. Give me a high, high position with your love, O Allah. Ya Rab, mujhe zama aur aisa makan de. O Allah, give me such a time and such a place jis mein teri hi yaad ho, aisi har aan de, in which I just remember you. Whichever place I am, whatever time it is, I'm just remembering you all the time. Whether I'm here in the majlis now, whether I'm on the musalla, I'm in the masjid, I'm in the Darul Uloom, whether I'm in the aeroplane, whether I'm at the airport, wherever I am, while I'm in the heavy traffic also, jammed in the traffic, all the time, O Allah, that I remember you. Jis mein teri koi hamare kaan mein aisi fughan de, O Allah, blow such a word in my ear, give me such news, such thing, jis se hamara har bune muh tujh pe jaan de, by which every hair of our body gives its life for you. That if a shaheed, a true shaheed, he doesn't just give his life, he say that every hair on my body, if it had life, every hair I give in your path, O Allah. So, O Allah, let me, and what is that? A shaheed who will get the rank of a shaheed. The shaheed on the battlefield, you become one time a shaheed. But whenever the desire, taqaza of guna comes, and you don't commit the guna, you get the sawab of a shaheed. Allahu Akbar. It can happen that a person falls in love with somebody. You don't do anything wrong, but love has come in your heart for somebody. And it's a wrong to have that love. But it came. And you didn't do anything wrong. This person will be raised as a shaheed on the day of Qiyamah. That you didn't say anything, you didn't do, or you didn't contact that person, you didn't inform that person, nothing. But it's a burning love in your heart. Then the more that love will be, the more higher shaheed you will become. The greater reward. So every taqaza of guna, this is the fuel to become the wali of Allah. But people who don't come to khanqah, who don't learn what the tasawwuf is, they feel that the taqaza of guna, desire of guna, I'm destroyed. I'll never be able to become right. That is the fuel. Without fuel in your car, where are you going to reach? You have to put fuel, and this is the fuel. Now burn that fuel. Don't let that fuel burn you. You burn that fuel out, and where are you going to reach? Wherever you wanted to go, and yet to reach Allah, burn that fuel of that taqaza of guna. And you reach Allah. And the greatest way to reach Allah is that desire of guna, you don't act on it. You go by leaps and bounds, you fly to Allah. When you don't act on, so whenever that taqaza of guna, you're walking on the road, a woman you see, you want to speak to a woman, anything else, be getting lazy for namaz, I'll make namaz at home today, or today I won't go for jamaat, I'll just make my fajr at home, etc., whatever it might be, and you don't act on your taqaza, you fulfill Allah's command, you're going by leaps and bounds to Allah Ta'ala. اور اپنی معرفت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے اینو اللہ give me such a level of your معرفت of your recognition ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے that every atom in the world is a sign towards you whatever I see I just see you تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کے آثار تیرا wherever I see I only see you or I see the clear signs that take me to Allah Ta'ala for example you're just having vegetable salads and a person who is an arif of Allah he's seeing the peppers where they were grown one farm only of peppers but here it's not only peppers in my vegetable salad then there are tomatoes the whole farm where they grew tomatoes Then there's lettuce in there, there's cucumber in there, there are onions in there, there are olives in there, perhaps there is some white cheese in there, perhaps there is some avocado in there. Then all whatever else there may be, pepper juice, whatever else, then the spicing, the seasoning, the vinegar, the salt, etc. Then the utensil, then the dasturkhan. Then all who prepared it, all who grew it, all that is in your eye. Ya Allah, it's only you. Otherwise, impossible that this whole... And you haven't started your meal. There is only still your vegetable salad. Not even the starters. That's still going to come still. What and what still else? You only see Allah Ta'ala. Who has done this? And so, tu hi tu ho ya ke asar tera. I see every atom is a sign that I see you. Whatever happy you are feeling... رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا you got up for your tahajjud you keeping your rosas you making your tilawat you are happy bad some condition came some problem came then you're making sabr now that ya Allah whatever you have decreed I accept that all conditions whatever they can be everything takes you to Allah Ta'ala so this is when the eyes of the heart are open all the time a person is seeing Allah Ta'ala in all conditions and a person who is connected to Allah Ta'ala like this he doesn't have to give up gunas run from him you don't have to give up gunas gunas stay far from you now اپنا پتہ دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے او اللہ show me your signs show me all your address how I can recognize you everything takes me and points towards you جاؤں جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے wherever I go یا اللہ not only that I recognize you but I'm prepared to give my life for you That you are so great, Allahu Akbar. Forget thinking about the whole world. That is, where is that? Just think about yourself. I'm such a great sinner. And this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala from all four sides, Allah is giving me. Today we came, now we will be having lunch also, inshallah, after Zuhar. So if a person thinks that when we are having lunch, one individual, this food, Allah send it for me. 40 days before it was sent. Not yet the Khanka brothers who prepared the food, the cook who cooked it, the brothers who are serving, may Allah send it for me. What to say about that? And then if you take it like that for me, Allah send it. And just like you get laser bombs, which the Quran refers to as musawwamatan, that the names were written of those people. And it went exactly for that person for who it was meant. There's on every grain of food that I'm going to eat, every drop of water that I'm going to drink, this also Allah has sent it for me. And today, this time, here in Azadwell, here in the Khanka, Allah sent it for me. And at the same time, we think, how sinful I am, how unappreciative I am, how bad I am. Then we will also think, when my child is naughty, 2-year-old child, and we lock him in the bathroom, keep him out of the house, that I'm even worse than him. But Allah didn't lock me out. He brought me to his masjid also. The mother chases the child from the dastarkhan. That you are so naughty and now you come first, you want to sit down. Go bring this, go bring that, do this, clean up your mess, put your toys away, pack your clothes, how you messed your whole room, everything. Fix that up first. Allah Ta'ala, without that, he's feeding us. So when you realize who Allah Ta'ala is. تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء Allah's rahmat, what is it? That you send your mercies in torrents upon us. Ma'a istihqaqina bi afaninil iqab. In spite of the fact that we are deserving of all types of punishment. From all sides, punishment should be pouring down on us. But in spite of that, you are sending rahmat down upon us. So that is my Allah. What am I? So, jao jahan bhi dil mera bas tujh pe jaan de. Aaho ko mere dard ka wo tarjumaan de. And Allahu Akbar. This should be a desire of every one of us. That when you got now that inside feelings of Allah, how merciful, how kind is, give me that tongue that I can explain it to the people also. Otherwise there are many people, what and what haven't they got in their heart? And you say, I don't know how to tell you how I love you. You got it in your, but you know how, you can't tell the person. Also Allah, give me that tongue also that I can explain. Tera bayan, har zama, jisse zuban de. Your bayan, O Allah, har zama, in all times, jisse zuban de. Give me that tongue that according to the people of various times, you speak to youngsters, they understand a different language. You speak to women, they understand a different language. You speak to men, they understand. You speak to academics, they understand. Whoever, whichever category, give me that tongue that I can tell all your love, O Allah. Let them all be influenced and overtaken by your love, O Allah. Himmat ki meri khaak ko wo aan baande. And this body of mine, which is made of sand, which goes down to the ground, I feel tired, I feel exhausted, I feel like I'm finished now, I'm at the end now. But you give me that strength, O Allah Ta'ala, to explain your love. Dil ko jo meri shaukat hai haft aasman de. Such strength that it gives my heart, that strength which is the greatest strength in the world. Haft aasman, like the strength of the seven heavens, give me that strength. That when I make bayan, people think this is a young boy speaking. Even if he's speaking in Ramzan, looks like he just had a very good meal. And even if he's speaking at the Hajj time, looks like he slept the whole night. And Fajr is making bayan, that was the Sahaba. Whole night ibadat and roza, and their faces were pale, but the love of Allah, the dua, then you'll think these people, they had a very good meal now, and a very good sleep, they rested properly. That give me that in my heart, O Allah, that I can explain to the people. This should be all of us, our desire. Tawfiq ka karam se wo teer o kamaan de. And give me that tawfiq, O Allah. What is it? That bow and arrow, that gun, that give me that target today, O Allah, jo har adu se har zama mujhko aman de. That at all times, from every enemy, I get safety, protection. Give me such duas that no enemy, min sharri hasidin idha hasad. That save me from the hasad, the jealousy of every person who is jealous upon me. Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should make dua. Har fitin ke fitne se. Every person wants to make trouble, save me from his trouble. Har dushman ki dushmani se. Every enemy who wants to show his enmity, save me from that enmity. So this is that, O Allah, you protect me. Malik meri zubaan ko wo sehre bayan de. And this a person should ask Allah Ta'ala. One time we were in reunion with Hazrat. And I asked Hazrat that sometimes it happens, there's some jalsa, some occasion, 3-4 speakers. And it comes in the heart that my bayan must be the best bayan. So isn't this pride? Isn't it show? So what Hazrat immediately said, what you want Allah's bayan to be the worst bayan? You must have this desire, my bayan, Allah's muhabbat, deen's bayan, must be the best bayan. And Allah use my tongue, this is not wrong. This is good, but for Allah's sake. Not that the people must praise me. But for Allah's sake, that I make my bayan and I explain such a way, that people also, as Hazrat explains, everyone becomes your lover. Give me that tongue, O Allah, give me that bayan, that everyone becomes your lover, O Allah. Malik meri zubaan ko wo sehre bayan de. Jo meri baat sun le, wo bhi tujh pe jaan de. That whoever listens to my talk, he also becomes 100% fida for you. He gives his life for your sake also, O Allah. Akhtar ko apne gham ki wo makhmoor jaan de. O Allah, give Akhtar, Hazrat says, and is a dua for all of us, that life which is drenched in the love of Allah. Give me such a life which is drenched so much, jo teri dard o gham ka ho, ka hama su bayan de, that explains your love, Allah Ta'ala, in every direction. for every group of people. Small children also understand the love of Allah. Old people whose whole life was in guna, they also understand the love of Allah Ta'ala. Give me such a tongue. What a dua of Hazrat. And from that we can understand some idea what is Hazrat's maqam by Allah Ta'ala. A person whose condition is like this, and Allah blessed Hazrat to bring this all about in poetry. That's another very great thing. To say it in prose is not so difficult, but to say it in poetry, what a great thing. And we make Allah shukr. Allah gave us time to spend with Hazrat, and we managed to understand Hazrat's mizaj also. Otherwise, poetry, just like Quran Sharif, a person cannot just understand it by dictionary and by tafsirs also. How the Sahaba understood it, who were with Rasul. How Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood it when Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, nobody can understand it. So the person who spoke and you were here, the opportunity to be with it, to know his mizaj, his nature. Otherwise many, especially in poetry, a person will go off in the wrong direction, take out wrong meanings from there. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, how many evil, filthy people of the West, they portray him as a complete different man. Hey, what they take out all the filth and dirt about his life. But what a man. So those who know, who stayed with them. And today, Hazrat wrote the Masnavi, the Sharah of the Masnavi. Then we come to understand who Hazrat Rum Rahmatullah Ali was. The ayat of the Karima Sharif I recited. We are in the month of Zulqada. People are going for Hajj, mashallah. Hey, and the poet says that, oh, you who are going, don't leave me behind. Hey, like Maulana, mashallah, Maulana Ahmed Siddat, our friend, when he passed away, the last words, he lifted up his hands. And he said, where are you people going? Take me with. The Farishtas, take me with also. And then he read Kalima, he passed away. So like that, when you see the Hajj is going, then your heart also must ache. That in a few hours, they will be seeing Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We are left behind here. Take me also with. Let me also be present there. So this should be that desire. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when the first of Shawwal, that is the day of Eid after Ramzan, most of us get happy, oh, finish, no getting up for Siri today. No getting, no Rosa today. But Hazrat says, my happiness is the month of Hajj. The season of Hajj has come now. From the first, where the moon is sighted for Shawwal, the season Mausam and Hajj, the Mausam is here. And the Arabs, especially in the days of the past, Mausam, season. Like today, we can try and understand it, like December, for a businessman. Or the school children, when they get their holidays, how they jump and they are happy in class. Oh, holiday, 6 weeks, holiday, no more, we are coming to school from tomorrow. Don't have to get up early or anything. Like this, they get more happy when the Mausam of Hajj comes. We just finished a great Mausam of Ramadan. And now we are into the Mausam of Hajj. What a great. So Hazrat says, Suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. We have heard, O Allah, that at your threshold, at your doorstep, your lovers are going to come. And from around the world, min kulli fajjin amiq, from all sides, ala kulli dhamiri, on all types of conveyances they are coming. From all sides they are coming, your lovers are all coming. And whether he's a big professor, whether he's a street sweeper, whether he's the president of the country, or whoever, all are coming in the ihram. All in that one dress, and all with one thing on their tongue, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And that also, if the person, that is what our talk is about, a person who prepared. And his labbaik is not just a verbal, an empty capsule, but it is filled with not a 50 milligram medicine, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 milligram medicine, that presence, oh Allah, I'm present for you. You call me? Yeah, I'm present. And how you also present in your ihram? How are you present? You left your whole office, you left your home, you left your shops. You left not your one property, you left all your properties, everything. I'm here for you, Ya Allah. You call me, Labbaik, Allahumma, Labbaik, La Sharika Lak. There is no one else for me, O Allah. Only you, you are my true beloved. I do nowhere else, no Hollywood for me and no Bollywood for me. For me is Makkah and Medina. For me is Arafat in Muzdalifah. A person who his Labbaik got filled like that. And he goes, what is that labbaik? And it's on the tongue. You see, at the Hajj terminal you are. One aeroplane comes from Nigeria. All the Nigerians, the man, woman, all labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Next you see, plane came from Malaysia. That all the Hajis and them are coming, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. If you have made yourself, Allah, all this, suna tere dar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. Agar ijazat ho, main bhi unme shamil ho jao. Oh Allah, give me permission, I also be one of them, oh Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salat, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam writing something on a paper. Ah, what are you doing? He said, I'm writing all the names of the awliya. So he says, if possible, please just push in my name also. Somewhere in the corner at the bottom, write my name also. When he got his list ready, he showed him, his name was right on top. He was the king of all the awliya. So a person like that who humbly, oh Allah, just make me also one who in there, even if I'm not going, but count me amongst them, Allah. You don't know where Allah in His mercy when you have prepared yourself. One sheikh saw his murids going for Hajj. The whole caravan is ready. They are going Nafil Hajj. Oh, where are you people going? Going for Hajj. Acha? You know the owner of the house you're going to Baytullah. You know whose house it is. No, we don't know him. Stay by me for 1 year. Let me introduce you to him. Let me give you his ma'rifat. Apne milne ka pata, koi nishan, tu bata de mujhe, e rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, let me, tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. Oh Allah, give me a sign by which I can recognize you. Let me come all the time closer to you. Show me your signs all the time that I can recognize you all the time. And Allah's signs are in everything. And especially when you go for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala says that fihi ayatum bayyinat, clear signs of Allah. From the time when you're leaving home, you are seeing the signs of Allah. And Hajj was the last faraz in Islam of the 5 major commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And thus, so if a person prepared his life like that, his namaz is in order. Many people, some friends told us, make arrangement that you send one of us every year for Hajj. But we don't see them in the masjid yet. So first your namazes come right, your tawheed, your iman comes right, your rozas, your zakat, your whole, every ibadat comes right. Then you don't have to ask somebody, sponsor me for Hajj, Allah will call you. And when Allah calls you, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, that one ant in Khorasan, far away from Kaaba Sharif, it had a desire also to see Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah. A person who's got love, he enjoys just seeing the house of his beloved. Qais, Majnu says, Amurru ala diyar, diyar layla, wa qabbilu dhal jidar, wa dhal jidar. When I pass in the gully, in the street, the alley of Layla, I just kiss every wall. Because my Layla's her. I kiss the legs of the dolls, because they're associated with my Layla. Hadrat says that, ulama, buzurgani deen have said, there is great hope. And Majnu did not do anything wrong in his love with Layla. Layla also loved him. He also loved, but they did nothing wrong in that love. But Buzurg say, it is greatly hoped Allah will give him a very high position in the Akhirat, because through his love, he has taught great awliya how to make love to Allah. Allah we cannot see. One person went to a Buzurg, and he wanted his Islam, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, and he was an ordinary village man. So he asked him, what have you got love? Because Allah you can't see. Now how can you just make direct love with somebody you cannot see? After analyzing, working on that person, then he established for him, your greatest love is your cow. Because a cow, especially in the primitive places still today in India, that is their life. That is their God. That is their mother, because they see they get everything from the cow. The money they get, the milk they sell, the dung they, everything is from the cow. Then for 6 months, he made him concentrate on the cow. When he now developed the quality of concentration, then he turns the direction to Allah Ta'ala. First, we don't know about love also. We, most of us, we think lust is love. Hey, love is not an incoming, getting thing. We want things that I love you, you must do this for me. Love is an outgoing thing. whether your beloved swears you, but you do everything for your beloved. Whether your beloved ill-treats you, but you are just good. If you you spoke bad about me, my family, I speak bad about you, that's no love. All the time, you treated me bad, I will treat you bad. You give me this punishment, I give you... That is no love. Love is a thing, an outward love of Allah Ta'ala, that even if bad conditions, what we term bad, they are only good. All conditions that come on us are only good. Allahu Akbar. Hadrat Da'amat Barakatuh, Rahmatullah, they explain. Who was that great Buzurg? Jaunpur, Maulana? Anyway, Muhammad Ali Jaunpuri. One great Buzurg. When he became Ba'at to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, firstly, when he became Ba'at, he expressed his desire to become Ba'at. They were from the Punjab area. So Hazrat told him, see, firstly, you studied your hadith, he was an alim. But by Ahle Hadith, who we call Salafisiya in our context. So your study was not correct. You have to go 1 year to Deoband, go and study Hadith from our ulama. Our Ahle Sunnat wal Jama'at, our ulama. Secondly, Punjabis treat their wives very badly. They have got a very aggressive nature. So you bring me a letter from your wife, no NOC, no objection certificate. You treat her so well that she writes out and gives you a certificate, he keeps me very well. Thirdly, that your tajweed is not correct. You are not reading Quran Sharif correct. Go to a qari and get a certificate from him that you are reading Quran Sharif correctly. And fourthly, that you may write me 100 letters that you want your islah made. So the first thing, that he went for 1 year. This was a talib as sadiq, a person who's sincere, who wants to make his islah. Today we say, oh, the shaykh gave me this little wazifas, which take 10 minutes, I can't manage that also. It's too hard for me. Hey, just to dress like a Muslim, to dress like our buzurgs and aslaf, I can't manage that also. 1 year he went and studied again in Deoband. And then tajweed from his student he learned. To study from your student, and then his student gave him a certificate. How he must have made his wife happy that she gave him an NOC. A person who can get, he's already a wali. There is no doubt about it. And it wasn't the time of making photocopies, that 100 copies, just photo print them, or just on your machine printer, 100 copies and you carry on with something else. No, he had to write out 100, and that is islah was made already. Anyway, when he came now, and some halat came on, in condition, letters from home, that the wife is sick, children are sick, finances are finished, all difficult conditions. So he expressed to Maulana, I've got this hard condition, I came here to become bad, I became bad. This is also shaitan puts in many people's minds, that I became bad, I became worse than before. That I became bad, now all my problems started. Before I didn't have problems, now two problems. These are all tests, and whoever pass a test goes to the next higher level. We don't understand. We thought the test, now I have to write a test. Now I became bad, now I have to write a test. Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib An-Nas Ayyutraku Ayyakulu Amanna Wahum La Yuftanun. Now if you are genuine, you became bad, then Allah will test you also. So these halat. So Maulana explained to him, and he was a great alim of mantiq, logic. He was a great alim of logic. So he told him, see, whatever conditions come on us, there can be one of four ways that conditions can come. One is that 100% it is Allah's benefit, and 100% no benefit for you, 0% your benefit. That is impossible. What has Allah got to harm any person? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah is not just sitting there and giving this person heart attack, that person car accident, that person's son in drugs, this person's daughter eloping for nothing. No, not at all. So Allah gets no benefit. It's our actions how Allah sends condition. So that one sees out. The second possibility is 50% Allah's benefit, 50% our benefit. All this condition. That's also what you are, even 50%. Allah gets no benefit, zero. That's also out. The third is zero. Your benefit, no benefit for no one. For Allah also, Allah just brought condition. That Allah just wants to see fun. Put him in trouble. Put him in na'uzubillah. That's also impossible. There is only one fourth way out. That 100% is your benefit. So whatever conditions come, 100% our benefit. So a person who realizes this, and whatever good conditions, make shukr. Bad, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that for a mu'min, whatever conditions come, they are only good for him. If good conditions, he makes sabr, and that's good for him. If bad, according to us, bad conditions come, you make sabr, and that's good for you. In all cases, you are agree. So if you made your first and foremost your object of life to reach Allah, then you will make sabr, and by that you're reaching Allah. Good conditions, you make shukr, and by that you reach Allah. So all the time you are reaching. So anyway, Hajj Allah Ta'ala, fihi ayatum bayyinat, clear signs Allah has put. Right from the time you prepare for Hajj, at Jeddah, in Makkah Sharif, in Medina, all the time. Maqamu Ibrahim, amongst them, Maqami Ibrahim. What is Maqami Ibrahim? Allahu Akbar. One of the signs of it, the Saudi government, they have now, how much more they have made the mataf, making the haram so much bigger. But they had used what to try and move Maqami Ibrahim, because it's also like in the way. They want to push it more to the back, but nothing helped. The Turkish haram which they have broken now, they could not do it easily. It was also so strong, so solid, but that the Turkish had made. So that they have broken now, and they are breaking it and making the haram bigger. But the Maqam Ibrahim, they just couldn't. They brought what cranes and what those big earth moving machines, bulldozers, and put chains. All they broke. The chains broke. But Maqam Ibrahim didn't move one millimeter from its place. He just stood there. So this is, and what is Maqam Ibrahim? For many of us, that beautiful shining glass case. With the gold around it, and it's shining, it's kept clean. The amount of atar that is put on it, and we touch it for barakat. The real, what is Maqam Ibrahim? That is just a protection. Outward case. And very sadly, most of us, we are influenced by outward, the frills and the trimmings and the outward things that we are amused with. What is really is the stone which is inside. And on that stone is the impression of Ibrahim alayhi salam's leg, on which he stood to build the Kaaba Sharif, which was Allah Ta'ala gave him that lift. If you look at the Kaaba Sharif compared to a human's height, where did they get a lift to build up, to take up the stones? They didn't have any scaffolding and all that, even if it was made of bamboo or anything. Allah, by Allah's Qudrat, whenever he wanted to move up, that stone would take him up. When he wanted to come down, that stone will bring him down. His son Ismail alayhi salam, a young boy, used to go and bring the stones from the mountain, make them like bricks, carve them like, give it to Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam should go and put it in its place. Like that. So that is that lesson to see the Qudrat of Allah. In there, fihi ayatum bayyinat zamzam. What a sign of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. How much in the 70s, which was a real, when we went to a real low ebb, the whole ummah. The harams of Makkah Sharif in the 70s, they were not looked after how they are now. They were very, very different. In the shelves of the Quran, there were hardly any real shelves. And hardly much Quran, and they also all torn. And now look at the Quran Sharifs, how they are packed so beautifully, the shelves, how they are kept. Those days wasn't like that. How they clean the carpets now. Those days wasn't anything like that. So at that time, America gave them a tablet to put in the well of Zamzam, which dries up a well at any time. Not one tablet, a whole big bag of tablets they put, but Zamzam didn't get dry. When they sent then King Faisal, Shah Faisal, who was a very good Muslim, he had a Pakistani engineer to go and study what is Zamzam. When they made propaganda in the world that Makkah, Kaaba Sharif and Zamzam is in a valley. All mountains around, now they're breaking the mountains also. And all the water, the sewage water, the dirty water, they say that is coming here. So the people of Makkah were not drinking Zamzam. That na'uzubillah, you'll get sick. It's dirty, filthy water, it's sewage water. Shah Faisal, who was a good Muslim, he ordered this engineer to go and study there. And he got all his accreditation and he went inside the permission from in the haram. He had full permission to go in. And what he studied, it's a room, it's a, like a room, the well of Kaaba Sharif, which is not more than four square meters. 2 meters this way, 2 meters this way. That's all. And just about 2 meters high. And the water, they just couldn't fathom where the water is coming in. Then his helper who was helping him, he told him it was just 2 meters. So just try and go down and what your feet feel. Then he found a certain place where the water is and what force that water is coming. Water is pumped to Medina Sharif in Haram of Medina, you get Zamzam all the time. And Saudi Airlines, they go and distribute Zamzam water in the world. Hajis, how lot? In the previous days, many might not have seen it, but people should wash the kafan and then put it out on the stones in the Haram to dry. So all the people should bath in Zamzam. People should take, those days, no, all these restrictions, 20 liters, 40 liters of Zamzam they should take with. But Zamzam, not one drop less. Fihi ayatum bayyinat. Clear signs of Allah's qudrat. And how great apne milne ka pata, koi nisha tu bata de mujhe, ye rabbi jaha. Then, for this is Hajj, and there is no end to the beauty, the history, the spiritual aspect of Hajj, the command of Allah, all that. But one great ibadat, which Allah, how great Allah, how kind is not Allah. Allah says, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Qur'an. Why, how come Allah taught us the Qur'an Sharif? There is not the time, but the Qur'an is such a kitab that we didn't have the eyes to look at it. We have got the hands to touch it, but because Allah is Rahman, Allah made it possible for us that small children become hafiz of the Quran. Hey, this is Allah's karam. In the same way, what Hajj, one great ibadat of Hajj is qurbani, or udhiyah. One great ibadat of Hajj, and that is really the ibadat of Mina. And that also, Allahu Akbar. The little history, if you understand, that when Allah Ta'ala, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left from his place, Babylon, where the people did not want him to preach, when they threw him in the fire, Namrud, the king of the time, saw with his eyes, the fire did not touch Ibrahim alayhi salam. They realized they were complete kafir government. They did not believe, but they realized this is a man, if we touch him, problem with trouble will come. If the fire couldn't touch him, we must not. They advised him, please Ibrahim, you'd go away from here. We don't want your teachings here. You are just see, hidayat is from Allah's hands. When they saw with their eyes in front of them the fire, they should all have brought iman. His nephew Lut alayhi salam was the only one who brought iman. And then he left there with his wife Sarah, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and they went away. So those kafir government said, we don't want to touch you and interfere with you. They might have thought now, kill him, hang him, etc. First they thought of the fire, but this is a man we can't touch. So you rather leave from here and go away. He went away, he made tabligh of deen where and where in the world. Finally Allah ta'ala told him to go to Makkah Sharif, which is not Makkah of today. We think of Makkah Sharif. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't come there and get a hotel booking before time in the Zamzam towers and all these three-time meals arranged, everything. There was absolutely nothing. No Kaaba Sharif, no Zamzam, no nothing. Where Urdu poet says so beautifully, Jahan khauf bhi apne qadam se rakhne ko darti thi. Fear was frightened to put its leg there. Fear was also frightened to put his, there he went, and he left his wife, a long story, and then finally, with a child, and as he's going away, then Ibrahim alayhi salat, the wife comes, where are you going? You leaving us here? Without even any tosha, not even a day's provision you are leaving for us here. And you just going away, and here there are no shops here, there are no hotels here, nothing whatsoever. And with my little suckling baby, my Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, milk drinking baby, you leaving us here? Where are you going? Ila aina ya Sayyidi, my master, my honorable master, where are you going? Then he doesn't even turn around to speak. Allah's command came this way, he was fulfilling Allah's command. Then she asked, Did your Allah command you with this? Yes, Allah. Even la yudayyi'una. If Allah has given that command, we got itminan. Allah will never destroy us. And Allahu Akbar. What a lesson of iman, of hajj and qurbani we have to take. That when you fulfill Allah's command like that, forget the being destroyed. What we will say? You haven't got matrik, you won't get rosy in life. Eh? You haven't got a university degree, nobody will want to marry you. Hey, today all funny things that, and good people without this, without, but what did he? No, Allah's command. I must fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then when he left them like that, Allah did not destroy them, but Allah made Makkah Sharif so abad today, that you go there, that people say we're going for Umrah, but they're going for holiday there. Eh? The enjoyment they have there, the peace they have there, the person who didn't sleep for long goes and finishes sleep there. Sleeps and misses his faraz namaz with jamaat also. He misses his complete faraz namaz and say we went for umrah. It's a holiday, it's a tour. What and what? All that qurbani for a person. So when we have to make qurbani, think of that qurbani. And then see, and then this was tested Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. All the tests which Allah had put to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Another test, later he comes to visit his family by Allah's command and Allah's permission. His son is a grown-up boy now. How he hasn't seen his father for so long. All the time around his father, making his khidmat, eating with him, walking around with him, everything. Hey, like a small boy now, he's taking his father around. Yeah, I'll show you this. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam has come from outside. Then Allah says, slaughter your son. Hey? And now when Ibrahim alayhi salam is well over 90, and his son has come, balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. At that age that he can help him now. That your old father, you need help, you need support now. The son has reached that age of support. Now what a test from Allah, slaughter him. And slaughter, and not you send your qurbani away, let somebody else do it. You with your own hands you slaughter. And not your sheep or your goat or your cow, but you slaughter with your own hands. You slaughter your own son. And also with regard to qurbani, thus we are sending away. There are so many all funny things which are happening in this. For example, right in Hijaz Muqaddas, buses that come from Medina Sharif coming for Hajj now. On the way, they stop somewhere for petrol and the buses stop, etc. Now it's all muassasa, so they are all controlled. But in the days of before, it wasn't like that. So one bus stop just around there, a person comes that I've got all these wonderful sheep, you see them, the size, the goats, very good. For your qurbani, I'll make your qurbani for you, you must pay so much. First people are happy, mashallah, so good, and what good service, they pay for it. One bus went, about to leave, one person had to go to toilet. So he told the bus driver, just please, I have to go urgently toilet. He went to the toilet, from the window of the toilet, he sees him selling that same animals to another bus. Whichever bus go, everyone is selling them those animals. And I don't think even slaughters one for qurbani, for nobody. And he's collecting, so all this we're sending everywhere. Cheap qurbanis, that my qurbani gets made for so much, 100 rand a share. You have to pay 1500 or maybe 1800, what is it this year? So just send it away there. What qurbani is getting made? How many people have reported who we regarded as so reliable? That person has got a beautiful mansion, he's got a beautiful flashy motor car, all your qurbani is going in there. So this qurbani, Allah did not say you send it away. You make it with your own hand. And if we send, and we've got it minan with anyone, but your own personal qurbani, make it yourself. Send away nafil qurbani is there. But qurbani, we must make it alive in our towns. So this Allah Ta'ala says, and this qurbani, لَيَّنَا لَلَّهُ لُحُومُهَا. It is not the meat that Allah wants. وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا. Not the blood of it. What Allah wants, the spirit of qurbani. وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. Your taqwa which is in your heart, that spirit, that sacrifice, that is what we want. Slaughtering an animal and making qurbani are two worlds apart. Like we slaughter animal to eat, we need meat in the house. Many people don't want to eat butcher meat. We want our own personally slaughtered meat. So that, how many people, qurbani meat, we weigh it also. It worked out so much per kilo. So that is what qurban you made. So that is actually you just were cutting meat for the house. Put it in a deep freeze. For the whole year it must last. So what is qurbani? In the lal kitab, the red kitab, there is the one masala that how qurbani meat must be distributed. And what is written in that kitab? That one third is for the bride, that we are having a bride. And one third is for the family and friends. Those family and friends that we know, they are also going to be giving us. We keep a record also, that last year these people didn't give us, this year we are not giving them. So only who gives us. So and today is cell phone zamana, so don't even take, let them take the trouble of bringing here and you delivering there. Just tell them on our behalf, you keep ours, you keep theirs on our behalf. And we'll keep yours on our behalf here. You don't even have to exchange it, anything. So one is, and other one third is for the house. Nothing for the poor. Now, the truth is that one third for the family, one third for the poor and needy. And qurbani meat doesn't only have to be given to Muslims. Permitted to give to non-Muslims. How many people around us? We are worried so much of the people of Malawi who don't eat. And the people of Mozambique who don't need. MashaAllah, it's good. And remember also, qurbani is not a charitable act. Charity is a separate ibadat in Islam. And those people who you so worried, MashaAllah, your aspirations have grown. What? Philanthropist. Your feeling for the poor so much. Only qurbani time. That another 11 months of the year, they also want meat. They only don't want meat once a year. So if you really got feeling that those poor people, they never see any meat. So we must make our qurbani. But actually is that because it's 100 rand per share. 110 rand a share. That's why you're sending it there. It's not that you got feeling. If you got feeling for them, every month send for them. And you got your contacts who make, so they'll be just too happy to make the slaughter for you. Every month think of them. So think of the poor genuinely also. Give away to the poor. And remember, our biggest problem is the fight, the analysis of all the fight of the world is of the haves and the have-nots. The have-nots, then they come for their share. In various forms they come. If you give it to them and deliver it to them, they won't have to come. Today, if for example, I used my fridge for 10 years and I need a new fridge now, I will never think of giving it away. But if I can, how much I bought it for, sell it for higher the price. That is our nature today. In Australia, we saw Ajib, mashallah. The people, when they want to change their furniture, anything, they put it out on the pavement. Whoever wants to can come pick it up. Your fridge, your which is still not there, that which is now need repairs, and it's going to cost you more than buying a new one, which is still in good working condition. They go and buy their new things, their cupboards, whatever. They just put it out in front. Anyone who wants to can pick it up. So if we give, it is narrated, Na'mal faqir ala Na'mal amir ala babil faqir. Very good is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor man. And you go and you deliver if you can, if security, everything, take it in mind. I remember when we were small, one major part of the qurbani was that animals used to be slaughtered, chopped by hand into pieces. No machines those days. And then immediately before Zohar, or latest after Zohar, to go and deliver house to house. Go and give the poor people. Then when you see the condition, if you wanted to give them one half a kilo, 1 kilo parcel, you'll see, no, these people need 5 kilos. And then you will genuinely, the same way, we feel that many of the collectors are fraudulent, who are coming here. It may be true, it may be not true, to some extent it can be true. So why don't, there are so many big business houses, 10 business houses get together, get one person, together with one alim, go yourself to India. Go and see which madrasa deserves, how much they deserve, and what you, and go next year and see whether that money was used for what you meant it, and for what you gave it. So that is how we should do it, and not just sit here in our comfort all the time, where your business is also important, your deen is more important, and your akhirat, and your sadqah, and giving your zakat, and giving your zakat in the right place is more important. Hey, that is also your duty. Not just to make comments, these are all fraudulent people and these are all rogues and crooks. Nowadays, it's not difficult. MashaAllah, how many people in our country used to do it, are doing it. There are such people who go special and spend time there. Qari Ayyub Ishaq, his father, Marhum, used to go there with the money and get how many girls married, and then buy them sewing machines, see to all that. Why don't we do all that? Get one alim. If you haven't got trust on that alim, send one of your businessmen got trust on another businessman. So get a businessman to go with and let them go and do all this work. So anyway, qurbani is a sacrifice. That is what is qurbani. And qurbani that we want to just send it away, go and do it on a farm. Allahu Akbar. Another very evil, big evil that is creeping in. Then photography, videoing the whole. The person catching the animal, slaughtering it, all that. The whole spirit you are taking out. Eh? It is just like you have a drum of zamzam and you put some urine in there. You destroy everything. With this photography, Hajj has become, we have destroyed Hajj also. We have destroyed Umrah also. We are destroying our Qurbani also. Everything. There are those ulama, big ulama. They not only a khadim, one person's work is only to video everything. With who he meets, as he gets off the aeroplane, as everything is being videoed. The whole spirit is lost. Hey, what noor is left? What barakat is left? What effect is in there? But unfortunately, all these things, shaitan, how he's working. Yesterday I was speaking to the students and one important aspect got left out. That the ulama of Dioban and the spirit of Dioban, where we must stay away from Salafism and modernism, the same time from bid'at also. Now, all that also is very important that we don't fall into any type of bid'at. Many places where we work, we are working in an area where there are only what we call bid'atis, and we have to win them over also. But it mustn't happen that we want to win them over, then they won us over. A beautiful principle is in there, is that a drowning person, help him, save him. But when you see he's pulling you down, then let go his hand. So help the poor wrong people who are doing wrong. But when they influence you, the Salafis got a lot of money. And now they'll start giving you also presents, helping you, there's that. Finally, you go on their side. No, help them as long as you are safe. When your iman, which is more important than your life also, is in danger, let go their hand then. Now don't associate with them. If they want to drown, you try then help them. But they are adamant they want to drown, let them drown. You don't go and drown with them also. So that is very, very important. Anyway, qurbani is also a great ibadah. And also nowadays, what a modern Islam we got. No more we look for the moon. Even just a formality, we don't look for the moon. A person on the 29th of the month, if he just looks at the horizon in the west, to try and see the moon, make that sunnah ada, that it has come that look for the moon, that sunnah. But now, radio is on, just to get the news on the radio. So that is a new type of Islam. The original type is that we look for the moon. And what they think, still mashallah, Cape Town people. Many times we think we are better Muslims than other people. But how they look, and not only the two moons of the Ramzan especially, or of Eid and Bakri Eid, but 12 months of the year, they go to Signal Hill, that's right, and they go and look for the moon. There is a great ibadah. And it is a shiar of Islam to look for the moon and let the world reach where they want to. And let us, that the people say, you people still worried about istinja. And you still worried about looking at the moon with your naked eye. Let them say what they want to. We have to live as our Nabi, behind our Nabi. We must not go in front of our Nabi. We don't become so advanced that we bring our new advanced religion. So all those things, so look for the moon also. Qurbani also. Go and look for Qurbani animals. That was a thing also, which was a major thing, that well before, when towards now in Zulqada, then the father of the family, the head, will take all his young children, everyone, going from farm to farm, looking for animals. That was a great thing also. And looking for those animals, trying to get them before time at your place. Not that you are worried about your garden, and then make the Qurbani at home. At least one Qurbani make at home. The facilities which are available, which various organizations have done, they are there, they are on the place. But let us not change the picture of Islam. And let us not lose the spirit of Islam. So even wherever they are making some facilities, well and good, but try and make one qurbani, let the whole family get. Islam's rule is to this extent, that if a woman can slaughter with her own hand, with parda arrangements, and that's at home, very easy. let her slaughter herself. And if not, she must be present when her qurbani is being made. So important. And then our kitchens, now even melamine is out of the, is no more, is gone old now, obsolete. Now it is
marble,
granite and marble and what and what. All the new kinds of, that we don't want a drop of blood of the qurbani there. That should not be the case. And this qurbani, for example, those people who know, who have gone for Hajj and who did Hajj reasonably in its correct spirit, on the day of when we return from Muzdalifah and we come to Mina on the 10th, if you see somebody, some people with his iqal and his long jubba and kurta, is an odd scene there. There is a scene that you see a person with blood on his ihram. He went and made qurbani. He went for jamarats, etc. And that was a scene to see. So this Eid year, if you see somebody is dressed up nicely with a big amama or iqal and his jubba and there, it's supposed to be like a person who went fishing with a three-piece suit and with a hat also, Western hat, and he's doing fishing like that. How awkward it looks, right out of place. This Eid, to be dressed up like that, with your kurta, everything, is an awkward scene. This Eid is an Eid that you see the person, he's got his lungi vest, stains of blood on it, and his hands are full of that slaughtering and the fat on his hands, etc. This is that qurbani. This is what Allah loves. And the haji that Allah loves is the one with his hair disheveled. His hair is not that you combed it, put oil, etc., put perfume. Allah loves that. So Allah wants to see His beloved like that. So what a great mercy of Allah, Allah's Rahmaniyat, that He gave us Qurbani, which was actually supposed to be only in Mina. But Allah gave it to us throughout the world. Wherever you are, you make your Qurbani. So let us get engaged in Qurbani and get the spirit of Qurbani. Wallah, if we get the spirit of Ramzan, and we get even the spirit of seeing the Hajj is going, and those who are going themselves, and we get the spirit of Qurbani, our life will be made. Not our year, our life will be made. If that spirit of sacrifice comes into us, then our five times namaz will be easy. If that Qurbani comes into us, to sacrifice for deen will become easy if that spirit comes. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let us get the taste of our Islam. Not only looking at it from on top, like our buzurgs were asked, that you people went to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah, and you became bad. You were such great ulama. What was your need to go to Haji Sahib? What did they say? What we read, the mithais in the kitab, that namaz like this, roza like that, the taste of that mithais we got from Haji Sahib. If a person gets the taste of namaz, the taste of tilawat, the taste of zikr, he won't have to take out time for zikr and for tilawat. Tilawat and zikr won't leave him. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi writes one incident, which our Shaykh narrated many times. Two brothers who were suffering in the cold, in the water, they saw like this blanket go floating in the water. Like this good blankets of today. Very, very good blankets. What do you call them? Whatever. Very good blankets. So the one brother told, go and bring that blanket. We suffer at night, we can. So when he went there and he caught that blanket, then the brother said, come now, come out, bring the blanket. He said, no, the blanket is not leaving me. It was a bear. It wasn't a blanket, it was a bear. So like that, once we get engaged in zikr, we won't be able to leave it. Zikr won't leave us. The enjoyment of taking the sweetness of the name. Allah, Allah, eeche shirin asnaam, shir o shakkar meesha wa janam tamam. What a sweet name. More sweeter than honey and milk, that is mixed sugar and milk. And you're having a cold drink on a summer's day, a hot drink on a winter's night, more sweeter it is to take Allah's name. But we don't get that. We just want to finish numbers. And we just count. My one uncle, Allah give him jazah khair jannat, he used to read his tasbihat. He became bad to Qari Tayyab Sabra. And Qari Sahib showed him over 100,000 zikr. So he says, I put oil on my tasbih. So put up it. I finish my 100,000 over that amount. One way, just quickly, just finish it up. So like that, no, you'll get the enjoyment in zikr, in tilawat, everything. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. Really, deen, there is nothing more enjoyable. Dunya, there is nothing to enjoy. Not the biryani compared to deen. Not anything of the dunya can compare to deen. May Allah give us the taste. And that is what we have to develop. That is what the Khanqa. We are all Muslims. All, mashallah, Muslims in the world that they are. But to develop this love and this affection and this connection with Allah, the most sweetest, the most enjoyable, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. All the aspects of deen, what hasn't Allah given us? May Allah bless us, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil dard dil ho dard dil ho dard dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کون و مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم A few announcements. Inshallah, tomorrow night in Mayfair Masjid, tomorrow after Asr Salah until after Isha Salah, there will be an Islahi Jalsa taking place. Inshallah, Hazrat will be giving a bayan after the Maghrib Salah and after the Isha Salah, Hazrat Maulana Masar Saab, Taun Barakatum, will be addressing. Then on Laylatul Arbi'a, on Tuesday night in the Madrasa after Isha Salah, Hazrat Maulana Masar Saab, inshallah, again will be giving a bayan. Then on the 13th to the 17th of Zulqa'dah, on the 8th of Zulqa'dah, that is 14th September, next week Saturday, in Velkom, inshallah there will be an Islahi Jalsa taking place from Asr Salah until after Isha Salah. So I'm a request for brothers to participate and join. And then the following week, the 13th to the 17th of Zulqa'dah, That is the 19th to the 23rd of September, from Yawm al-Khamis to Yawm al-Ithnain, from Thursday until Monday. Hazrat will be traveling, inshallah, to Mozambique, to Nampula. So those brothers who want to join Hazrat, inshallah, by latest Tuesday, they should inform Hazrat. They should make the arrangements by flight, whatever. But they should inform Hazrat latest by Tuesday. That is for in 2 weeks' time. And then on the 28th, 29th and 30th of Zulqa'dah, the 4th, 5th and 6th of October, inshallah, we'll be having our Islahi Jalsa in Cape Town. So humble request there also for all the brothers, firstly to make dua, and secondly to participate.
To welcome whoever wishes to join Friday and Saturday.
See, and those brothers who also want to join from Friday, Saturday, the whole day, it will be the weekend, to welcome Kronstadt and all of these places, we should also inform Hazrat, inshallah, by Tuesday.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.